Welcome to another podcast edition for the Australian College of Professionals, the leading training provider in property, finance and business.
This podcast, what are the changes to continuing professional development for New South Wales property agents? Was produced by the Australian College of Professionals on Wednesday, 22nd of May, 2024.
The changes to continuing professional development. Every year we seem to get changes in New South Wales. Other states are just coming on board now. Queensland will get CPD for property agents coming in very soon, but we've had it since September 2003 here in New South Wales, so we should be pretty good at it. There are changes every year, and as always, there is another change for this year. Most of the agents in New South Wales already know that the CPD year has changed. Back in 2020, it changed from you had to do your CPD by your licence or certificate renewal date. Now, then for 4 years, it went to an odd sort of March to March, 23rd of March, 22nd of March every year for your CPD year. It's changed again. It is now aligned with the financial year. So it is 1 July through to the 30th of June every year. So we're in a sort of CPD-less time frame at the moment. CPD year doesn't kick in again now until the 1st of July. So have a rest from CPD and we will absolutely be back telling you more about it closer to the 1st of July. Fair Trading have nominated the topics. They've been really very prescriptive about this this year and quite prescriptive about how it's going to be done and some of the effects around, particularly for residential sales. So there's some changes coming there. Last year's CPD for licensed agents was 4 hours for your main license. If you had additional categories of license, so if you had a real estate and a stock and station or a real estate and a strata, or all three of the license categories, then you had to do additional topics, so additional time of CPD. But that's all good. So this year it's still the same requirement for the additional licences, but it's gone from 4 hours to 5 hours for the main compulsory CPD topics. Still four topics to be addressed in most of the sessions, and one of them right across the board is obviously the new supervision guidelines, which we'll talk about in a minute. So still the same requirements for if you're attending face-to-face, there's a maximum of 40 people in a room. If you're doing an online webinar, must be interactive, must include assessments, as does the face-to-face, and there can be a maximum of 25 people online for one of those webinars. And the same requirement again, if you make the choice to do your CPD through the online portal, then it's 10 hours. So if you've got one license, it's your 5 hours compulsory plus 5 hours of other generic online training. If you've got two licenses, then it's 5 hours for your main license category. Additional time, and that could be 2 or 3 hours, that hasn't been determined yet. And then some extra generic. If you've got three license categories, you'll probably kick out your 10 hours in all of that. So again, not huge changes to the structure, changes to the year, changes to the minimum number for the compulsory hours. So it's gone from 4 to 5. So you'll see all of that when we start releasing our calendar in the next few weeks. So you'll see where we're going, which will be the same as every year. We go right across all the metropolitan regional areas and obviously here in our head office at Town Hall in the city. There's no change to the requirements for assistant agents. Assistant agents still need to do 3 units of competency towards their licence. So for their Class 2 licence requirement, if you're wanting to be a real estate agent or a stock and station agent or a dual real estate stock and station, it's still the certificate 4 in real estate practice. If you want to be a Class 2 strata manager, then it's the certificate 4 in strata community management. So no change to that. 3 units per CPD year. So the CPD year's changed. So those 3 units need to be done between the 1st of July and the 30th of June. It's really getting very, very simple to monitor this. It's financial year, simple to remember. So, you know, that's, so whilst there are changes, whilst The topics obviously are new for this year. There is, you know, there is some similarities in topics that we've covered over the years, but these are Fair Trading have nominated these topics based on industry feedback and obviously based on consumer feedback through the complaints mechanism. So we get what we get, and we can make that a useful process to include within our annual training. So we'll definitely see you in training for those as the year progresses.
Thank you for listening to another edition of the Australian College of Professionals podcast. For more information, go to our website, acop.edu.au.